Hello, Pat. Welcome back. I've got something special planned for you today. You've been so good and have learned so well. I think you deserve a treat. I'm going to take you out to a party. Or at least part of you. Think of it as a coming out party. We've had such fun with that little slut inside you. All from the comfort of my dungeon. I think it's time to let her meet some people, Get comfy for me, my pet. Get naked. It's time to take a trip. You know by now how good it feels to lie back and listen to my voice. You know how good it feels to let go for me, to let your conscious mind take a little break. You know I always make you feel happy and relaxed. Relax for me now, pet. Snuggle into the surface beneath you and give a nice, long stretch. Feel your body as the muscles wind and tighten, and then relax. Feel a languor begin to overtake you as you listen to my hypnotic voice. Your mind and body know how to respond to me. They know responding feels so good. Take a deep breath for me, pet. Just like we've done before. Breathe in, feeling the air expand your lungs, the energy rushing through your body. Hold the breath, feeling the delicious tension and power of it. Now breathe out, letting all the tension and energy leave you, making you just a little bit sleepier and more receptive to my words. While I keep talking to you, I want you to count each breath you take. Start at 100 and count down. If you lose track or reach one, start again at 100. This will give your boring conscious mind something to do while I talk to the rest of you. I want you to picture yourself on a plane. You're in a big, comfy chair in first class, with no one sitting next to you. And the sky outside is gray, like you're flying through a layer of clouds. Soft music plays through your headset. A pretty flight attendant walks down the aisle towards you, a warm smile making you feel more comfortable. She hands you a sleep mask and turns down the overhead lights. Go ahead and put on the mask, Pat. It's okay to close your eyes behind the mask and just relax. You can feel the steady hum of the engines. You can hear it just at the edge of consciousness. You are so high right now. moving effortlessly through the air, safe inside the plane. You can imagine the gray light of the dimming sky as you begin to drift for me. You know that you're going someplace good. Even if you don't remember exactly where it is. Every deep breath you take brings you closer to sleep, while the airplane takes you closer to your destination. And the subtle sounds of the plane and the sounds of my voice lull you deeper. You can't control where the plane is going, and that's okay. You can't control where I'm taking you, and that's okay too. You trust me, don't you, Pat? Go ahead and just whisper.
Yes, mistress.
That's good, Pat. You will answer all of my questions with. You understand, don't you?
Yes, mistress.
Very good. Keep breathing, Pat. Go deeper for me. So much of your life is spent making painful and meaningless decisions. So often you can't do what you really want. There's always some person or something that just holds you back. And most of the time, that person is you. So we're going to let that part of you go to sleep. The part that holds on to control and reality. The part that keeps you from feeling so good. You know, deep down, that your control is just an illusion. Most things are as impossible to change as the destination of this plane. It feels so much better to let go and let the pilot worry about the plane. You can let me worry about all the little decisions right now, Pat. You can relax and let me tell you how to feel good. You can trust me to keep you away from anything bad. And just enjoy the ride. You don't have to be responsible for your actions right now. I give you permission to be free. I give you permission to be mine. Does that sound good, Pet?
Yes, mistress.
Yes, mistress. Yes, mistress.
Then say, I give my control to you, mistress.
I give my control to you, mistress.
Say, I surrender to you, mistress.
I surrender to you, mistress.
Say, I'm yours, mistress.
I'm yours, mistress.
That's a good boy. You can feel all of your responsibility, all of your tension drain away. As I take your control, you don't have to worry about anything. I'll take care of you. I will make you feel so good. I promise. Feel your tension and control slipping away with each breath. I'm going to count you down to sleep, With each number, your body will feel lighter, your breaths will be deeper, and your mind will be quieter. Each number will be another surrender to me, another surrender to pleasure. When I reach one, you will fall into blissful, mindless sleep. 10. You will keep focusing on your breathing and on your counting. Feel your mind and breathing grow slower as you fall deeper. 9. Feel the plane descending, going deeper even as you do, coming closer to its destination even as you are. A sleepy anticipation begins to build within you. 8. Feel my presence next to you, around you, within you. Each breath in, you can feel me filling you deeper and deeper. Relax into my control, my pet. Let go.
7.
Your mind is falling into darkness. Even as the plane descends towards the bright lights of a city at night, light and darkness wash over you, under you, through you, purging you of thought with each breath out.
6.
With each number, your limbs become heavier and sleepier, unwilling to move. You feel little tingles of sleepy pleasure in your hands as you surrender to sleep.
5.
Each breath in fills you with sleepiness and contentment. You know I'm taking you somewhere good. Your trust in me makes you warm and safe and happy.
4.
The gentle thrumming of the engine and the seductive sweetness of my voice takes you deeper.
Sleep.
You can feel anticipation and desire building. You want to be in trance. You want to be under my control. You want to get where we're going.
3.
The desire and the sleepiness guide you deeper. Smile for me, pet.
Sleep.
Feel a smile on your face, tingles in your body, and not a thought in your little mind.
2.
You're hovering on the edge of consciousness, waiting for my number to wash you over the edge into pleasant oblivion. I'm here for you, pet. I'll catch you. I'll take care of you. I'll make you feel good. It's okay to fall.
1.
Sleep for me, pet. Slip into trance. Slip under my control and sleep. The plane is touching down. I'll get your sleepy body where it needs to go. It's okay. Slip under my control and sleep.
Slip under my control and sleep. Slip under my control and sleep. Slip under my control and sleep.
You awake again in the soft light of a shop's back room. The walls are painted black and racks of clothes fill most of the space. You are sitting on a cold metal folding chair, naked. You can see your reflection in a stand mirror, looking helpless and dazed. You can see me standing behind you, wearing a corset, leather pads, and tall boots. I've brought you here for a party, pet. When you walk outside this room, you'll be walking into a place where every desire, every fantasy can be achieved. It's a place where inhibition is cast off and lusts are indulged. This city was built for you.
For the slut inside of you.
Do you want to visit the city with me, slut?
Yes, mistress.
And do you want it to be you?
Yes, mistress.
Then we need to get you ready. I'm going out on the town tonight with a sexy little girl. Is that going to be you, pet?
Yes, mistress.
Please, mistress.
And do you want it? Really, really want it to be you?
Please, mistress.
That's right. I know that's what you want. I know that's what you came to me for. You love experiencing that little slut inside you.
Don't you, pet?
Oh, please, mistress.
I can see your cock getting hard in the mirror. Just thinking about it. Does it get you all hot and horny thinking about yourself as a sexy girl with big tits and a needy, greedy cunt?
Oh, yes, mistress.
Ah, fuck, it's too much. Your cock is getting hard just waiting for me to take it away. There's some fucking irony there. I want you to watch your surrender in the mirror. I want you to see what happens to your body when she comes out. I want you to see yourself get lost in that sexy, girly body. I want you to watch as your mind leaks out your little girl cunt. I want you to see for yourself how much you fucking love it.
Because I know you do. I know you love being my little slut girl, my little whore.
So ask me. Ask me to turn you into my little slut. I won't do it until you beg. Until you convince me that you really want it. I want you to know that this is your decision, not mine.
Slut time. Slut time.
Did you hear that?
Maybe just again.
Slut time. That's it. You can feel the excitement racing through you. You can feel the changes beginning. Watch yourself as all your body hair disappears, your skin becoming smooth and soft. Feel my fingers stroke your upper arm and your shoulder. Shiver with the pleasure of your sensitive skin. Give in to slut time.
Slut time.
Slut time.
Slut time.
Slut time.
Slut time.
Slut
time. Slut time.
Watch in the mirror as your face changes, becoming softer and more delicate. Your cheekbones more pronounced. Blink your long lashes. See the need and the excitement building up in your eyes. Watch my hand on your cheeks, forcing you to purse your full, kissable lips. I know you want this.
Slut time.
Watch as your muscles begin to soften and vanish. As any masculine fat slips away, I want you to feel it as you become weaker and more delicate. You're becoming my perfect little toy, my feminine fuck doll. And it feels so good. You can feel your nipples harden as you grow weaker. You can see your hips begin to flare and round. Every change sends a pulse of sexual pleasure through your body. It feels good to fall into slut time. Feel your ass begin to round and swell. Watch your posture on the chair change. Your feminine ass forcing you to better present your hairless cock and balls between feminine thighs. You're going to look so much better when that manhood is replaced by what should be there. Feel the tingle of your hair growing out, cascading around your face as you become even more feminine. Feel my hands run across your thighs and up your stomach, making you tremble and whimper with desire. I want you to feel your tits as they begin to grow under slut time.
I've got bimbo boobies.
Feel your cock ache and pulse as it begins to shrink. Heat spreads through your hips, forcing you to thrust into the air. The lust just overwhelming your control. Throw your head back and beg, slut. Beg for your cunt while I fondle your growing tits. Feel your brain on the verge of breaking from pleasure. Beg me to take your cock. Beg me to make you my little girl. That's it. Slut time. Feel it shrinking away. Feel your manhood just draining away. Slut time. It's almost gone. I want you to watch, slut. I want you to see that little hole form between your legs. So spread them and look, slut time. Watch your cock shrink into a little clitty as your balls retract up inside you. Feel an aching, needy emptiness begin to form within you. See your beautiful labia grow around your sensitive little clit. You're already so horny, you can almost see the wetness beginning to leak from your new little pussy. That's it, slut. You're mine now. My horny, brainless little bimbo. Is that what you are? Then let me hear you say it.
Brainless little pimple.
Good girl.
Feel me stroke your hair. That's a good girl. Now let's get you dressed. We have a party to attend. Look at this little pretty thong, Pat. It's black and lacy and nearly transparent. Do you think it would look good on you, slut? Do you want me to give it to you?
Please.
Good girl. Go ahead and stand up. Let me slide it on for you. Feel the material ride up between your ass cheeks, leaving that sexy little bottom all exposed. Feel it cup your pussy, just barely covering your little slit. Feel me pull a matching bra up your arms, the black lace pushing your tits up and together, making your cleavage even deeper. Feel me snap it into place on your back. I know it feels a little confining. It's just part of going out as a woman. You'll get used to it. And I promise I'll let you take it off soon. Now let's get a slutty little dress on you. See it in your mind, and I'll pick it off the rack. You'll want something short enough it doesn't quite cover your ass, and exposed enough to show off your sexy tits. Think about how it hugs your curves. The skin it shows off. Think about the color and the cut. That's it. I can see what you're seeing. Is this the dress you want to wear to the party, slut?
No, please.
Good girl. That should get you plenty of attention. Plenty of stares. For my little slut. Come on, I'll help you put it on. Now let's pick out some shoes. You know girls love shoes. You can see them on the wall, rows and rows of sexy heels. The higher you pick, the more you'll sway as you walk. The better your assets will be shown off. Go ahead, pick some shoes. Can you see them? Are these the shoes you want to wear tonight?
Yes, mistress.
They'll go very well with your dress. Put them on and stare at yourself in the mirror. Do a little turn for me, slut. Oh, it does look just absolutely lovely. I love dressing up my dolls. You look perfect. So cute and sexy. By the end of the night, though, everybody is going to see what a
dirty little slut my girl is.
You can see the door at the end of the long room, opposite the mirror. Go ahead and walk towards it. Feel the sway in your hips and the feeling of your heels on your feet. Feel the pull of your panties against your pussy with each step. The tight fabric driving little sparks of pleasure through your clit. Getting wet with your juices. Feel the metal under your fingers. Open the door, little slut. It's time to come out. It's time to come out.
Beyond the door is a sex shop. They'll only push you out into the room, closing the door behind us. Women browse racks of lingerie. Fake cocks in pretty packaging line the walls. All eyes in the room turn towards us as we enter. More than one man's mouth hangs open. You can almost feel the cocks twitching in their pants. We're not here for them, though, slut. Come on, follow me. Up near the front, there is a small bar. A deeply tanned woman in a low-cut top smiles at us as we approach, filling a shot glass with a deep pink liquid and handing it to me. Here you go, slut. Drink. The drink makes your head spin, and your pussy leak as your arousal doubles, triples, quadruples. So strong, go ahead and gasp, it's okay. The bartender and I share a smirk as you recover, legs a little shaky. Every time I tell you to drink, your head will spin and your arousal will double, triple, quadruple. Going so high, your ditzy little brain can't even keep track. Do you understand, slut?
Yes, mistress.
Good girl. Let's go. The party's outside.
The night outside is warm and humid. The brick street is illuminated by countless signs for bars and clubs and shops. The air smells faintly of booze and sex. Music spills out of half a dozen bars, and a churning mass of people dance drunkenly in the middle of the street. I push you into the mass of people in the street, guiding you by touches on your back. It's impossible to avoid touching the people in the crowds, and you can feel hands and elbows press against you. A rough hand squeezes your ass under your dress. You can't see who did it. Hungry male eyes follow us through the crowd. Even the women look at you like the fuck toy you are. You can feel stiffening cocks being pressed against your sides as men squeeze past us. Someone pushes another shot glass of pink liqueur into your hands. Drink it, slut. You stumble as your head spins and run right into a group of college boys, your hands on the chest of the tallest one. He's young and strong, and his shirt smells like cheap cologne and cheaper booze. Before you can push yourself away, he catches both your wrists in one hand. He grabs your ass with his other hand, pushing you against his hard body. You can't help but open your thighs a little, pushing your aching cunt against his leg. You can feel his growing cock throbbing against your side. His friends close in around you, hands squeezing your tips, running down your sides, lifting your dress. You can feel your pussy moisten with excitement as you drink in their attention. Suddenly, my hands pull away, and you feel me behind you.
Look what you did, you little slut. You got this stud all hard and horny. Look up at the man holding your wrists. See how much he wants you. Feel his cock pulse and twitch through his pants. You better take care of that for him. Ask him if you can suck his cock. Say, please, mister, can I suck your cock? Please, mister, can I suck your cock? I need it in my slutty little mouth.
Watch his eyes widen. Watch him grin. He pulls you along by your hands past his friends out of the crowd. You can hear me follow you as he pulls you into an alley, forcing you to your knees. He fumbles with his belt and you see another glass of pink liquid in my hands. Drink it, slut.
Drinks make me dizzy. Oh, I need to suck.
Watch his eyes widen. Watch him grin. As your head clears, you feel his hands on the back of your head. And you see his big, throbbing cock right in front of your eyes.
I need it. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, I need it. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, I need it. Oh, I need it.
Take it in your hand slot. Feel how big and heavy it is. Spit on it. Get it nice and wet. I'm going to count down from three. And when I reach one, you're going to take that cock in your pretty little mouth. Three. Feel excitement racing through you as you stroke his big cock. You can already see little beads of pre-cum forming on the tip.
Two.
You can feel your mouth watering as you stare at it. Your pussy pulses with anticipation. Go ahead and give the head a nice long lick. Taste his salty pre-cum on your tongue.
Come, it's so yummy.
One. Take the cock into your mouth slot. Taste the salty tanginess of it with your tongue as you swirl it around his head and shaft. Feel him begin to move slowly in and out of your mouth. Hands holding your head in place, treating you like the whore you are. Feel me behind you, crouching. Pulling your dress and bra down so he can see your pretty little tits. Feel me pinch your nipples, making you moan around the man meat in your mouth. She's a good slut. You can be rough with her. Feel him pick up the pace a little as one of my hands sneaks under your dress, under your panties. Rubbing circles around your little slut button. You're a good little slut. Bob on his cock, don't let him do all the work. Look up into his eyes and see how good you're making him feel. You can see him getting lost in the pleasure. I know you like it. I can feel how wet your little cunt is. Go ahead and grind into my finger, slut. Take it. Take him all the way down your throat. I want to see you fucking gag on that cock. Gag for me, slut. That's it. That's my cock-hungry little bitch. He wouldn't believe that you're normally a man. All he can see is the cock whore I brought out of you, his cock deep in your throat and my fingers on your dripping little snatch. Watch his eyes rolling back in his head with the pleasure. Moan around his cock while I finger you. He's not gonna last long, slut. And you're gonna come when he does. In fact, all night, whenever a man comes in you or on you, you are going to orgasm for me. Not if you understand, slut. Good girl. I'm going to count down as orgasm for you, slut. I'm going to count down from five. And when I reach one, you are going to feel his cum in your mouth, and then you'll come too. It's the only reward a slut needs. Five. Pick up the pace on his cock, slut. Feel his cock pushing out your mind with every thrust into your mouth. Listen to his ragged, heavy breathing. Four. Stare into his wide eyes as he pushes your head all the way down again, making you gag. You might squirm and struggle, but he is in control.
Three. Listen to his gasps and moans as his control breaks and he jackhammers into your little mouth pussy. Feel me behind you, still pinching your nipples and rubbing your clit. Your mind and body are overwhelmed with sensation. You can feel the creeping tingles of an impending orgasm as it begins to wash across your body. Two. Feel his cock twitch and swell as he forces it down your throat again. This is it. This is it. One. Feel his cock surge as streams of hot, sticky cum hit the back of your throat and come for me. Come for me. That's it, good girl. Ride out your orgasm on my hand while his hands dig into your scalp and ropes of semen shoot down your throat. Serve your purpose, my little slut. Be my obedient cum dumpster. Feel him buck and twitch in your mouth while my free hand pinches your nipples. Listen to him moan and groan. Watch his knees shake from the force of the orgasm. You did that to him, my little slut. That should feel almost as good as your own orgasm, because you're a good girl. You can see his friends all gathered around the mouth of the alley as he staggers back. You can see them drunkenly stroking their cocks through their pants. A few drops of cum land on your tits. Go ahead and rub them in, slut. It's your reward. Cum is all the reward you need. I know you would love to drain each and every one of them, but we have places to go. Feel me pull you to your feet. Get your clothes back in place, slut. You can't go around with your tits out like that. You have to at least try and look something like a classy girl. Watch the college boys part before me as I strut past them. Follow me, slut. You can't give blowjobs in the alley all night. The crowd closes in around us as I lead you through the street. You feel more hands on you, groping your ass and grabbing your tits.
Touch me.
You can't see who's doing it. There's too many people. Every touch makes your heart beat faster. The urge to stop and let the crowd fondle you is almost overwhelming. But I'm leading you forward. You have to keep up. With every step, you can feel your soaked panties pooling against your pussy. With every step, you feel your hard nipples pushing into the fabric of your bra.
I'm so sexy. I'm such a pretty girl. They all want me. Sway my lips. Strutting my ass. Pushing my being sexy and pretty. That's all that matters. Is all that matters.
I pull you out of the crowd, to the front of a line behind a velvet rope. A big black man in a tight t-shirt stands in front of the door, letting only a few people in.
I wonder if you'd fuck me.
When he sees me, he motions us forward. You can feel his gaze linger on your curves as he ushers us through the doors. The club inside is loud and luxurious, with dark secluded booths and a large dance floor. Blue and purple lights flash through the room in time with the music. A long mahogany bar runs across one side of the room with bottles of all sorts on shelves behind the counter. You can feel the eyes of the people in the booths watching you as I lead you over to the bar.
The bartender, a slight Asian girl with heavy makeup, gives you a predatory smile.
I wonder what sounds she would make if I licked her purple.
She places a shot glass full of the oh-so-familiar pink liquid on the bar in front of you. Pick it up and drink it slut. While your head is still spinning from the drink, I take your hand and pull you onto the dance floor. Dance for me, slut. Feel the music vibrating through you, making you pulse with excitement and arousal. Roll your hips, slut. Run your hands down your body. Arch your back and sway. Toss your hair. Feel a few of the men on the dance floor breaking off from their groups coming near you. I pull you, swaying and dancing further into the center of the floor. Let go and dance to the music, slut. Back your ass up against the man behind you. Grind against his cock, hear his gasp of surprise, feel his rough hand playfully slapping your ass. Feel the heat of bodies closing closer around you. Watch me moving to the music, hands high. Feel me pull you off the man behind you into my arms. Let's give them a show, little slut. Feel me kiss you. Feel my thigh pressing between your legs, spreading them open. Grind your cunt against me, slut. Show all these people what you are.
Mistress. Love from the center of the mistress, you're so pretty. Your thigh feels better than any cock. Just one cock.
See me look at the people around us. It's okay to touch her. This little slut likes to be used.
Yes, I do. Dirty.
Feel hands, both feminine and masculine, start running over you. Every touch turns you on even further, drives your mind further into pleasure. Grind faster against me, slut. Try not to moan too loud. We don't want security to hear. Feel hands reach under your dress, touching your naked ass. Feel hands pull your tits out of your dress, tweaking your nipples. I capture your mouth in another kiss as the crowd continues to fondle you. You're going to come on my thigh like the needy little slut you are. Feel the pleasure begin to build as I count you down. Five. Watch me smile as I see your eyes glaze over with the pleasure. Little whimpers of pleasure escaping your mouth. Do you like being my little exhibitionist toy, slut?
Yes.
That's right. I love showing you off. Four. You're not even pretending to move to the music anymore. You're so desperate, so needy. It feels so good to grind your cunt into my leg and pulse with arousal.
Every hand, every point of contact is another point of pleasure that's overwhelming your body.
3.
Tell me who you belong to, slut.
I'm your sister.
Tell me who made you.
You did, mistress.
Tell me what you are.
Please, mistress. 2.
Feel me press my thigh harder against you, almost hard enough to lift you off the floor. Feel hands pinching your nipples, grabbing your ass, pulling your hair. Women kissing up and down your neck. Feel tingles beginning to radiate out from your cunt. You're so close. You're going to fucking come. You're so fucking close. 1. Feel the orgasm slam into you like a tidal wave, tearing your mind away from your body as you twitch and spasm on my leg. The hands around you stroke and pat, each touch filling you with bliss. It's so good to let everybody see how good you feel. Feel it. Squirm and moan and scream for me, slut. I know you can't keep it in. You're too weak to your own pleasure. That's it. Let it out. Let yourself come down from the pleasure. Head spinning, body pulsing.
I still need more.
Lean your head on my shoulder while I pull your dress back up for the second time tonight. You just can't keep your top on, little slut. Did that just feel so good? Did my little girl like coming on her mistress's leg? And were you maybe just a little loud, my little slut? I did warn you. You've drawn too much attention now. All the people around us have left, breaking off into little groups, pretending they weren't just watching you come in the middle of the dance floor. You can see 2 strong men in tight shirts, just like the one at the entrance coming towards us.
Will you fuck me?
They look very serious.
I hope they fuck me.
They grab you around your arms, one on each side.
Oh, so strong.
They move to throw you out, but I signal them, pointing towards a door at the back. They carry you by your arms, feet barely brushing the floor, and take you through the door. The space beyond is dark and close, a hallway with a light on the far side. You can hear the music from the club blending with other music from down the hall. The 2 men tear your dress apart, leaving you standing in your lingerie and heels.
Oh, they gotta fuck me.
They handle you roughly, pushing you on down the hallway.
Oh, come on, let's do it right here.
They hardly look at you. The end of the hallway is shrouded by a velvet curtain. The men push you, stumbling through. The room beyond is bright enough to make you blink after the darkness of the hallway. Your heels clack against hard, sparkly floor. A slim hand catches your arm, steadying you. A beautiful girl wearing her own lingerie gives you a wide smile, her glittering eyes looking you up and down.
Will you fuck me?
You're on the catwalk of an upscale gentleman's club. A short walk to the circular stage. Men around the room whistle and clap, looking at you with hunger in their eyes. The girl hands you a small glass of pink liquor.
Drink it, slut. Feel it tickle and burn as it slides down your throat.
As your head spins, she kisses you, and the men cheer. Her hands slide across your back, unhooking the clasp on your bra. The cool air on your tits makes you gasp with surprise and arousal. With a wicked grin, she pulls the bra away and pushes you towards the stage. Your drunken steps become a seductive sway as you watch the men watching you.
So many of me.
You raise your hands to your tits, licking a nipple seductively.
Oh, fuck. I wonder.
And then the music starts. Your body knows what to do. You grind your ass against the pole, hips moving back arched. Your hands trace up your thighs, glide across your soaked panties up your body. One hand reaches back and grasps the pole while you suck your juices off the fingers of the other. You twist around, pole between your tits, ass twerking. You can't keep your fingers from running up and down your aching slit as you dance. Feel the air moving as you spin around the pole. Slipping lower until you fall into the splits, tits pressed against the cool floor, staring at the prettiest man you've seen in the room. You can see him swallow as he watches you, hypnotized by your sheer sexual force. Rising to your feet, you turn and grind your cunt against the pole. Throwing your head back as the pleasure in the music pulses through your body. When your head comes back up, you see me at the back of the room, making my way towards the man you picked. Turning your ass to the crowd again, you hook your fingers into the waistband of your thong, sliding it down in slow, teasing gyrations. You can hear the crowd growing wild, frantic as your last piece of clothing slips down your legs. Bending straight as an arrow, you give the room a full rear view of your round ass and glistening pussy. The roars and whistles grow again. Turning, gripping the pole behind your head, you squat on the stage. Legs open, free hands spreading your pussy lips, closing your eyes in the ecstasy and the attention.
It feels so good and I need more. Oh, I need more.
When you open your eyes again, you see me guiding the man to an empty bench near the stage. You watch as he dance, body moving of its own accord, swaying, sweeping, gyrating. You watch me force him to lay down, his eyes unsure. You watch me unbuckle his pants and pull them around his ankles, his huge rock-hard cock springing free. Come get him, slut.
Oh, mistress, yes.
You scramble down from the stage, ignoring the hands that grope your nakedness as you dismount. You have eyes only for that beautiful, wonderful cock. You're focused on it. You kneel before it, hands on his knees, eyes locked on the only thing that matters, watching it bob before your eyes with each beat of his heart. It's yours, little slut. Let your tongue slide across it, giving the head a little kiss as you rise to straddle him. Rub his length across your needy little slit. Listen to his moans and feel his little jerks beneath you. Rub the head of his cock against your cunt lips. Say for the moment, slut. Walk the edge of surrender. When cock goes in, mind goes out. Got it? Do you need me to repeat it? When cock goes in, mind goes out. Say it.
When cock goes in, mind goes out.
Good girl.
When cock goes in,
cock goes in.
Line it up, slut. You're so wet, you'll take him in a single stroke. When I tell you to, you're going to moan and shake as it goes in. Go ahead and fuck that cock, slut. Bounce on it like it's the only thing in the world. Feel it, filling your emptiness, forcing your mind out with every moan you make. Feel your world constrict down to the pleasure in your cunt, splitting you open, filling you up. This is what you're made for, slut. Serve your purpose and milk that fucking cock. Feel something pushed between your lips, another cock. Take it into your mouth, moan around it, slut. Feel yourself growing dizzy with the pleasure.
This is what I live for. This is my purpose. This is my purpose. Cock goes in. Mine goes out.
Feel hands pinching your nipples, groping your tits. Bounce on the cock in your cunt while you suck the one in your mouth. Suck in your cheeks, let him feel all of your wet little mouth. Men, lift your arms, guiding your hands to slick, throbbing cocks. You can't help but begin to stroke them, twisting your hands around the heads, running them up the long, throbbing shafts. You're riding cowgirl in a circle of men, everyone with a delicious cock in their hand, watching you with lust-filled eyes. The attention makes you tingle and want to giggle, but all you can do is moan around the cock, feeling your little slut mouth. You can see me, sitting on the stage, legs crossed, smirking, a wine glass in my hand. This is all you now, slut. A few of the men are going to come soon, slut, and remember, when they come in you or on you, you'll come too. I'm going to count it down, and with each number I go down, you're going to feel one of the men coming inside of you, coming on you. Each number an orgasm that blasts over you and then blasts into you. 5. Bob faster on the cock in your mouth, slut. Stroke the cocks in your hands faster as one by one they start to spurt out. Look up into the face of the man you're blowing. Watch his eyes lose focus as he gives into the pleasure that you're giving him. 4. The restraint of the men you're stroking breaks. Another one spurts as they begin pumping into your hands. Short, violent thrust. You don't have enough hands or enough holes for all of them, so some of them just rub their cocks along your face, along your tits, all over your body, all over your skin. Spurting cocks filled with cum, spurting. Spurting all over you, erupting and surging. You can hear little grunts and groans escape their gritted teeth. 3. The man you're blowing grabs your head, thrusting into your mouth and down your throat, making you gag as he face fucks you. 2. The cocks in your hands and mouth begin to twitch and swell. Even more, as each one comes, you take another one thrust inside of you. The men are moaning openly, now unable to stop. You can feel the familiar tingles begin to spread inside of you again and again as your cut clenches down on the cock you're riding. 1. Feel the cocks begin to spasm inside of you, in your mouth, in your pussy, all around you, the men beginning to jerk even more, sensations flooding you. You can feel your own orgasm coming again, coming stronger, strongest of all. They need it. You need it. Feel the cock in your mouth begin spurting thick hot cum down your throat, triggering your quivering cunt. Come, little slut. Feel cum from the cocks in your hands hit your arms, your tits, your face, each rope hitting you like a shotgun blast of pleasure. You bottom out on the man in your pussy, screaming out orgasm as the cock comes out of your mouth, one last stream landing in your hair. The man inside you hasn't come yet. The slow rocking of his hips brings you back to yourself, back to need. You're so needy. Your pussy, it's still so hungry. You still feel so empty and horny, and see me pushing my way through the circle around you. Taking your chin in my hand, my touch is electric, forcing another moan from your raw throat. I turn your head from side to side, looking at your smeared makeup and the drying cum. Do you want more, my little slut?
Oh, yes, mister.
The man in your cunt thrusts hard, making you gasp. What do you want more of?
More cocks, mister.
You want more cocks?
Yes, mistress. Please, mistress.
Are you my good little cock slut?
Yes, mistress.
Then say it loud enough for all these nice men to hear.
I'm a good little cock slut.
You can do better than that.
I'm good little cock slut. I live to be used. I live like a cum. Come, slut, I'm a fuck doll. Please fill me up. Oh, please fill me up. Please fill me up.
I look around at the men still stroking around us. They watch with unabashed lust. My little slut wants more. Please give it to her. Fill her up. Another cock appears in front of your face, bigger than the last. 2 more in your hands. Take them, slut. You asked for them. You can hardly see the men attached to them, and you don't care. All that matters is the cocks. The cock in your mouth tastes so good. The cocks in your hands feel so right. And the cock in your cunt is still stretching you out so nicely. Service those cocks, slut. Moan and stroke and bob and bounce. You can feel another man close behind you. his body heat radiating off of your overheated, oversexed body. His fingers reach between your thighs, smearing your dripping pussy juices over your little asshole. You can feel his cock bobbing against you as you bounce, his big hits grabbing your hips for leverage.
Oh yes, finish filling me up, please. My little ass needs a cock too.
You know you needed this, slut. You never would have been satisfied without all of your holes being filled.
Oh yes.
You whimper and buck against the new sensation. Your mind going blank from the pleasure as the cocks already inside of you go faster, harder, deeper. I'm gonna count down your double penetration, baby. Three. You can hear the men still in the circle cheering on the one preparing to take your ass. He lifts you up almost off of the cock in your cunt.
No, I need it, don't take it away.
Two. He positions himself at your rear entrance, his cock teasing your asshole, making you whimper and squirm. One. His cock goes in like a lightning bolt, pleasure and pain mixing inside you as your mind swims with the sensation. You scream into the cock in your mouth, making him grunt and slap your face. And the man in your cunt grabs your hips and slams you back down, making you moan again. You feel so broken, you feel so full, you feel so good. There's so much cock.
So full, so broken, so good, so much cock. More cock.
You can feel it getting close. The cocks in your mouth and hands are going to come soon. And that means you'll come again too, slut. Orgasm after orgasm all piled on top of one another, layered, sending so much pleasure through your ditzy, dizzy brain as fire. The cock in your ass wasn't all the way in. You can feel him working his way and stretching you further, filling you deeper.
Oh, he's so good.
The excitement drives you faster, your body writhing and bucking and bobbing and stroking those cocks faster and harder, taking them, taking you deeper. Four. You can hear the desperate pants of the men you're stroking. You can feel the pulsing of the cocks. You reach out and fondle their balls, feeling them heavy with cum, making the men moan with need. You need that cum.
I need that cum.
Three. Focus on the cock in your mouth. Watch the man above you as you take it all the way down your throat. Feel it tickling, throbbing inside of you. Watch his eyes widen and glaze over. Two. Ah, the cock in your ass finally bottoms out, making you moan as all of your holes are entirely filled with cock. Your hands work fast and hard.
My cum.
You can feel them twitching and pulsing. You can feel streams of pre-cum running down your arms and dribbling from your mouth. It's time to come again, slut. One.
Yes, more. Oh my god, my cock from you. Oh my god, my cock from the local cock. I'm slapped. Yeah, you're gonna come for me too, aren't you, mister? Oh, you're gonna come all over your pretty little cocksucker. Oh, you're gonna come all down my throat. Oh, that's it. Come. Yes, me as your little cum prank. Make me come. So much pleasure. Oh my god, I'm coming. My little pimple brain, oh my little cunny. It feels so good. Oh, fuck you. Have you not come yet? Am I not a good enough little fuck toy? Oh, I'll try even harder. Yes, I will. Please, mister, give me your cup. Please, give me your cup. Please. Oh, I need it. I want it. I need to suck it down. Oh, God. Yes.
The cock in your right hand starts first. Cum trickling and oozing across your hand. You feel your whole body begin to pulse in pleasure. The orgasm building inside of you. The cup twitches, a stream of cum landing on your neck and dripping down, pooling on your heaving tits. The cock in your left hand goes next, spurting high, landing across your cheek and in your hair. You want to lick it up, but the man in your mouth holds your head still, hilts himself in your throat. Come, thrash, as orgasm overtakes you and he comes down your throat. Feel your eyes roll back in your head as spurts of cum fill your belly with warmth. He pulls out, letting you breathe and moan, more cum hitting your tits and belly. Each spurt of cum causes aftershocks to course through you as you whimper and moan through another orgasm. And still, the cocks in your ass and cunt are still going, still thrusting, still filling you up. You know you can't be done until they are. Until you've milked every last one of them dry. More men gather to take the place of the ones who've finished, but I stop the one who comes to fill your mouth. I want to hear what comes out of your mouth now, slut. As I count you down to one final orgasm, as you force the cocks in your cunt and pussy to come for you, I want to hear every dirty thing that crosses that broken brain of yours. I want to hear you say over and over again what you are. I want to hear you beg and plead for cock and cum. Do you understand, slut? Good. Then grab those last cocks in your hands. You'll hold nothing back from me now. You'll hold nothing back from cock now. Five. Feel the cocks ramming in and out of your slot. Every time the cock in your ass withdraws, the cock in your cunt slams, falls deep. Every time he pulls out, the cock in your ass fills you again, and again, and again like a two-stroke motor. You don't get a fucking break. Beg for their cum, little slut. Show them you deserve it. Four. You can see men still standing around you, stroking their cocks. Call them over, slut. Beg them to cover you with their cum. Show them what a broken, wanton little cock whore can do. You'll be nothing but a sperm girl when this is done. Three. You can feel the cocks in your holes losing their rhythm. The men are spasming and moaning, babbling and bucking. Don't let up, slut. You have them. Keep bouncing, keep begging. Feel those beautiful cocks in your hands all veiny and warm. Make them all come. Two. You can feel the twitching and swelling inside you. You can hear the panting and the moaning. The whole world is spinning, filled with sparkly pink pleasure. The men around you are moaning and growling, their cocks purple and throbbing. When I say one, slut, you are going to tell me what you are. You are going to scream what you are, and you are going to explode all over, letting your cunt juices soak the cock you're riding. The last barrier is about to break. One. Explode for me. Feel those cocks help themselves inside you, both at once, streams of cum filling you up, stretching you out, pouring out of your holes. The cocks in your hand and all around you explode, showering you with sweet, sticky cum. Keep coming, slut. Explode for me. Explode for cock. Spray your pussy juices all over and let it all go. Squirt for me. Scream and moan and bounce your way through one final orgasm. Body shaking. Feel all the cum all over your body, driving you to new heights of ecstasy. Feel your cunt, finally full of hot cum, explode. Let the pleasure break you. Keep screaming and telling me what you are. Feel each spray of cum take part of your mind away. Feel black creeping in as the edges of your vision. Covered in cum, finally satisfied, you collapse on the chest of the men under you. Both of you, all of you, shaking from the force of the orgasm. The last thing you see before you pass out is me, smiling at you. Good job, slut. I think we all know what you are now. Though, You may have a hard time remembering exactly what happened when you wake up. I'm going to count you back up, back to life and manhood. One. Feel your body tingling with pleasure and satisfaction as the blackness, the blankness blinks. Two. Feel your body begin to shift back into its normal state. Let the slut slip back inside you. Three. Stretch your arms and legs, pet. Feel the tension of a good stretch after a nap. Four. Go ahead and open your eyes and blink a few times. Feel as all the blackness recedes away. And smile for me, pet. Five. Wide awake, happy, and relaxed. Jeez. Well, pet, that was quite the experience, wasn't it? I know I enjoyed it. I do love being a voyeur, and you put on quite a show. Now, if you've got a sticky spot down by your belly, then you've christened the slut inside you, and she needs a name. When you find her name, write it down, okay? Don't forget it. And then whenever you hear someone say that name, you'll remember what it's like to be that slut inside you. Maybe you'll even get a little aroused thinking about it. And if you didn't christen the slut inside of you, well, there's always another day, right? I think we'll get there. She can be very, persuasive. Persistent. Whew! Well, that was a little bit of a workout. Goodbye for now, slut. See you again really, really soon.